It's amazing, although I concede it's a little confusing what's going on in the first reading. But it's amazing to see the joy, the absolute joy that the Israelites have to be able to offer sacrifice in the temple after they're exiled for hundreds of years in Babylon. So Israel was living it up after King Solomon built the temple, offering great sacrifices to God. And then they got cocky and the Babylonians came in, destroyed the temple, evacuated all the Israelites into Babylon, and there they languished for a couple hundred years until Cyrus and King Darius liberated them, the Persian kings, and brought them back to Israel. And now finally in the book of Ezra, if you've ever wondered what's the book of Ezra about, this is what it's about, restoring the temple, the second temple to Jerusalem, so that they could offer again, finally, proper sacrifice to the Lord. And they couldn't be more excited. The children of Israel, priests, Levites, etc., celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. They offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, 12 he-goats for the number of the tribes of Israel. So they're bringing it. That's a lot. If we brought that every morning, you have to build a new cathedral. But do we, you know, what does this all mean for us? Well, we have a sacrifice every day, and obviously it's an infinitely greater sacrifice. As excited as they were for their sacrifice, it was an imperfect sacrifice. It wasn't exactly what God wanted. God, in the Psalms over and over, he says, I don't want sacrifice of bulls and goats. I want a contrite heart. I want a humble spirit. I want an obedient soul. That's what he says over and over, even in the Old Testament. And so, you know, in the history of the church, if you read, it's amazing, the church fathers from the first century, the Didache, Justin Martyr, Ignatius, they all talk about the sacrifice of the Mass, the sacrifice of the Mass. Well, what is going on in our sacrifice? It's the one true sacrifice of Jesus on the cross in Jerusalem, a completion of what's going on in the Old Testament today, the fulfillment of their imperfect sacrifice. He offered the one perfect sacrifice of all, not of 10,000 goats, but of one contrite, humble, obedient heart, the first heart of man that was fully sacrificed, given over to the will of God. So what are we called to do today? Well, the gospel reveals the other aspect of the Mass, hearing the word of God and doing it. When you were all baptized, you received the anointing of chrism, which made you priest, prophet, and king. When I was baptized, I received the same. Then when I was ordained, my hands were consecrated with that same chrism oil. So I offer the one perfect sacrifice of the Mass, but you are all priests in your baptism. You're all conformed to Christ, to that one perfect sacrifice that he offered for all time. So you're not just passive recipients. You're actively offering that same one sacrifice that the priest is offering and that Jesus himself offered, because you are conformed radically by your baptism to be a priest of Jesus Christ. That's why you're anointed with chrism oil. So you are priests participating in the one priesthood of Christ to offer the one sacrifice of Christ on the altar for all time. And by his generosity, he's offered to say, here's your altar, one time much bigger in this church, altar's still there because it's a Catholic church, to offer and represent that sacrifice, that perfect sacrifice. But what are we supposed to bring? Well, the Israelites brought all their goats and stuff, but you guys don't bring anything, right? No. You bring all the things that are going on in your life. That's what you put at the altar. You put your successes to recognize that this success is not my own. It's to be offered to God. You bring your failures because you realize that I need to offer my failures to God so he can redeem them. Just as on the cross he redeemed suffering, he redeems your sufferings today. We bring our prayers, we bring our loved ones, we bring those who are sick and suffering, and we place them on the altar with the bread and the wine to become Jesus Christ and to be offered to the Father again and again and again and again and again. We don't need the temple in Jerusalem. We have the temple right here. Wherever we are, there's an altar of sacrifice because Jesus has made this possible. So going to Mass isn't about just, what am I going to get out of this Mass? It's about, what am I going to offer? What do I offer? Well, first of all, offer your heart, your whole soul, your whole body, your whole strength. Offer all the things that are going on in your life. Not about just what you get out of it, but what you give to the Lord. And realize your great dignity, not just as Christians, but as Christian priests participating in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ, that you can truly offer a sacrifice, which wasn't possible for those Israelites. And they were excited to bring their goats. But you have something much greater than goats to offer the Lord. You have your hearts and your souls.